All right, so today we're here with Jonathan, one of our superstar clients in the vegancoaching.com Academy. And we're actually in Austin right now with all of our superstar clients. So how are you doing today? How have you been enjoying this?
Great. It's been good to get to meet everybody, and it's been beautiful being in Austin. So very happy to be here and sharing kind of the same interests with everybody.
Love that. Yeah, it's been good because we're an online program. It's good to get in person, get together in person sometimes. So maybe just as a start, I want to get you on because you've had such an incredible transformation. I mean, looking at you now, you really have this athletic look, this defined and lean look. But it wasn't always that way at first. So I think it's really inspiring to get to share your journey and your learnings. So before we start with that, you can just introduce yourself, where you're from, what you do for a living as well, and also what gets you into the plant-based lifestyle.
Yeah, so my name is Jonathan, and I'm a critical care doctor. I live in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And probably about 15 years ago, I transitioned to a plant-based diet. And I started getting a little bit more into the exercise and fitness maybe over the last 2 or 3 years, but I just didn't have a whole lot of structure around what I was doing. And so I just wasn't getting the results that I wanted without maybe some expert assistance. So that's what led me to the Vegan Coaching Academy. I knew what I wanted to do. I just needed someone to kind of give me a little bit more help so that if I was putting in the work was going to what my goals were. I felt like I was kind of spinning my wheels, so to speak, like wasting energy doing this, doing that, not seeing what I wanted. So I just needed someone to kind of put me on a path to go from A to B to C to D, and that's what the VCA has done for me.
Love that. So how did you find out about us in the first place?
I think I saw you on social media, and so I followed some people online already that were in the vegan fitness space, and you were one of the people who showed up, and I think I made an inquiry, and your team was very responsive to that. So that led to a phone call, and the rest is history.
Love that. Yeah. Were you skeptical at first? Like, did you ever work with an online coach before?
I had worked with an online coach before. He was not plant-based. I didn't really know if that was an issue. When I tried the first time around with that coach, and I think that he was a good coach, it was in the peak of the pandemic, and for everything that was going on for me in the hospital, it was very hard for me to be focusing on myself when I was, taking care of people that were as sick as what they were. So it was a false start, but I learned a lot of things in that period of time, and I think if anything, it just set me up for success this time around.
Right on. Were there any other things that you tried in the past to kind of get these results, any diets or programs or in general?
Yeah, I tried a lot of high-intensity cardio, and so, there are a lot of opportunities for that in the U.S. market. You've got things like Orange Theory, you've got things like Peloton, you've got a lot of the group fitness things, and that allowed me to get some of the goals that I had, mostly just weight loss. I learned later it was really just kind of burning calories, but it really wasn't changing my physique that much, and anytime I would get away from a calorie deficit and start to try to eat, more calories, moving myself into a direction, it would just turn into basically like fat accumulation, so I wasn't gaining the lean muscle that I had hoped that I would be able to gain.
Got it, for sure. I was curious as well, have you found that having a specific vegan coach has been helpful for you versus, let's say, a personal trainer that's not vegan?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that there's a common language that we speak as vegans, when it comes to what sometimes people refer to as the vegan struggle. Like if you're going out to eat or something like that and you're trying to make healthy choices, and depending on where you are in the world, maybe sometimes that's easier for some people than others. But being in a coach where people speak the language of veganism and vegan food and vegan nutrition has been something that's really been probably one of the things that differentiates this program, and it's been something that's been very meaningful to me.
Love to hear that. Yeah, it's definitely some nuance to plant-based dieting and training versus just omnivore dieting. So on that first call, how was that? On the first consultation you had with us, how did the call go? How did you feel?
It was good. I think that the reason that I leaned in is because the call made me a little bit uncomfortable, and I mean that in a good way, in the sense that I felt like the accountability that I wanted, but I had also kind of feared a little bit, was going to be there, and it wasn't something that you could just like put your toe in the water. It was a time where I knew that I was going to have to take the deep dive if this was going to be the right time and the right program. And so, I mean, I was nervous, you know, I was nervous on the first call because I realized that, you know, that the commitment was going to be a big commitment. And, you know, if you've had a false start before, like I had in another program, you know, you have this fear of failure. And, you know, you're asking yourself, is this the right time? And then, you know, always you think, okay, maybe in 1 week, maybe in 2 weeks, maybe in 3 weeks. And what I finally learned is that the right time is more, it's not something you find on the calendar. The right time is something that is a choice you make in your mind. And so it just seems that, you know, the stars aligned in that moment for the timing to be right. And it became the right time for me because I chose for it to be the right time. So
amazing. Yeah. That's a beautiful mindset to have. So what were the specific goals you came into the program with?
I wanted to develop better self-care habits. And there's a lot of things that go into that, as we all know. You know, some of that is the mental health aspect of the program that your coaches do a very good job in handling. Some of it is the nutrition. And I was doing okay on the nutrition, but not as well as what I had hoped to. So that was, you know, that was another aspect of the program that was good.
Physically, what were your goals? Did you want to lose weight? Did you want to gain muscle?
It was both of those things. I mean, I knew that a lot of the weight that I was, that I had gained through COVID was unhealthy weight. You know, there was a lot of stress in my job. I was getting away from some of the habits that had been good habits that I put to the wayside. And so, you know, that caused weight gain. So I wanted to lose weight, but I knew that it wasn't for me about how much I weighed. It was more about how I looked and how I felt about how I looked. And so the weight loss was just kind of the first step in like kind of bringing things to a clean slate, so to speak, or a blank canvas, however you want to say it. So it was getting the weight off that was unhealthy weight. But the longer term goal for me has always been to start building muscle. I'm 43 years old. And I'm feeling like, you know, this is the time to make it happen. I didn't make that happen for me earlier. And so that was a big priority for me, is to start putting on some lean muscle.
Amazing. Love that. Was it always a topic for you? Like, not having the physique you want, like, really trying to get there, has always been present for you in your life?
I think what I've learned in the last 10 or 15 years is that your body changes, and then your goals have to change based on your body. You know, because maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago, I could just do cardio and get that lean tone look that I wanted. And then your metabolism changes with age. And so, you know, what happened is I was getting to my late 30s and early 40s is that wasn't working for me anymore. So I knew that my goals had to change because what I was trying before really wasn't working anymore.
Gotcha. Yeah, for sure. I mean, like you said, your body changes, and especially as you go into your 40s, like, strength training becomes more important. Strengthening your bones, strengthening your muscle. So that's really good to hear that you made that a priority. And maybe what were the results? If you look back in the first few months or until now, like, how much weight did you shift and how did your body change in the process?
Yeah, in the first 6 months, I think I lost, it was more than 20 pounds. I think it was 25 or 26 pounds. So it was a very tremendous amount of weight that was lost. And you know, that's rewarding. But again, it was really kind of just the first step of everything that I wanted to accomplish. So my body changed in the beginning, just like I dropped fat, you know, I got lean, and that was reassuring. I felt better. I was eating in a different way that was better for me to last and have higher energy levels across the course of the day. I was sleeping better. I was really just feeling better overall, even in the first 6 months with just the weight loss alone.
Wow, that's beautiful. And did it have any impact on your work, for example, or also your social life?
Well, I can say it didn't really affect my social life negatively. You know, I think a lot of people worry that if they're going to have to put something into this, that they're going to have to give up something somewhere else. And that turned out not to be true for me. I think it was kind of a double added. There was like this multiplicative benefit, because in addition to the time invested for me for my physical transformation, it also was a little bit of a mental transformation too. And so it was like I was getting two benefits with one intent. And so that was a big deal. And so that, you know, that was good in my personal life. in terms of my work life, you know, it's helping me, or it has helped and continues to help me manage stress a little bit better. I think that, you know, it's always good also when you're, you know, when your coworkers have known you for a long time and they start to see a transformation in you, that leads to people noticing what you're doing, and that reinforces the behaviors that you're having. Mm-hmm. And so that was a positive reinforcement for me, for people at work to see, that I was changing and feeling better. And I think that we all project, differently when we feel better about ourselves, and people notice that.
Amazing. And was it like, did you have to starve yourself? Did you feel like you're super restrictive while in the process?
No, I mean, I think that, you know, there was some, let's call it restraint that was required early on. There was some discipline that was required early on. But I never felt like I was, you know, going to be blown away in the wind because I was, you know, starved to death or anything like that. You know, I think that a lot of us, we eat out of habit because of stress or something like that. And so, you know, for me, I had developed some bad habits that had put me into that situation, and just reprogramming my brain, and kind of rebalancing my relationship with food and things like that, that was something that I had to learn. And so it wasn't terribly stressful. It was more just kind of a mind shift that had to happen over time. So no, I never felt starved. I felt challenged a little bit.
Yeah.
But you know, all in all, it wasn't a painful process. And I think that sometimes people worry that it's going to be, but it wasn't a painful process at all.
For sure. Yeah. But also thanks for being honest, for saying, hey, it was work. There were some restraints, not just all sunshine and rainbows. Right.
Right.
So do you feel like this is a sustainable change, the transformation you have? Do you feel like this is something that can stick with you?
Yeah, I think that now I'm at a point where most of the choices that have to be made to be successful no longer feel like, I don't feel like I have to bargain with myself anymore. Things are just happening, you know. I feel okay about waking up and working out in the morning before I go to work. It's not like I'm having to make myself do it anymore. So, you know, those are habits that, you know, that you develop over time and that are key to success. And, you know, for me, it's to the point now where most of it comes pretty naturally without a whole lot of mental effort, so to speak. Of course, you've got to put the physical effort into it and you have to stay accountable. But for me, I think that this is sustainable, you know, in part because I feel like I've been given the tools that work for me. I have a very unusual style of work that I have to do because my schedule changes a lot. And where the program works for me is that your coaches are really willing to customize things to make things sustainable. This is not like an off-the-shelf program, one size fits all. So the customization has been something that's taught me how to take better care of myself, and interacting with the coaches and things like that have put me on a path so that the things that I'm doing are things that I feel definitely going to be sustainable.
Love that. How long have you been part of the program?
It's been almost a year and a half.
Year and a half, amazing. So what has changed, let's say, from the first initial 25 pounds lost to now being like what you did in like 6 months, you said, to now like a year later after the 6 months? How do you feel in your body? How is your daily life? What does it feel like to be Jonathan right now?
Better, I guess, is a good word. You know, I feel like I'm a better version of myself. I feel like I'm realizing the potential of what I knew that I could do. You know, a lot of people are hardworking in their lives, but the hard work that they do is put externally. And so, you know, what I feel now is that in addition to the work that I put into caring for people, which is external, I'm also putting work into myself, and I'm getting a return on that. And so I feel like I'm the best version of myself now than I've been in as long as I can remember. And that's mostly because now I have the tools to take better care of myself.
Amazing. And you've put in the work. I mean, you've been so consistent over this past 1 year and a half. It's been incredible. And I just want to touch on, have you been able to eat more food recently? And how has that been, going from reducing food to lose fat to now eating more food? How has that been for you?
That's been really kind of, I guess you could say, eye-opening or amazing, just because in the past, you know, I was really correlating and increasing calories to be fat gain. And because that had been my experience in the past, you know, if I had dieted or exercised heavily or got heavy into cardio, I could drop weight no problem. But I would have to starve myself to do that. And then when you start, you know, adding those calories back, it would come back to you in a way that was not really rewarding in terms of your physique. So this is different. I think that part of it is just a shift in metabolism. You know, when people are getting into their late 30s and early 40s, when muscle mass naturally is starting to, you know, start to degrade, especially for men, and testosterone levels changing and all those things that, you know, you hear about and that I know about in medicine. And so it was just a situation where, you know, I knew that getting into the muscle growth was the thing that was going to be something that would keep me moving forward.
Yes.
And so that's been the thing that's been most rewarding, is that I feel like now I can eat, and when I'm putting the calories on my plate, I know where it's going. It's going to a place I want it to go. Whereas before, it was going in places I didn't want it to go.
So calories aren't that bad after all.
Calories are not that bad. I mean, there's some arithmetic, there's some discipline that's required, but it's not, like, I can think about the first time I knew somebody who was counting macros. It was one of my coworkers, and she was so angry. She was so miserable all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, there's no way. I don't know what this macro business is, but I don't want any part of it, because she is just so mad all the time.
Yeah.
And so for anybody who's thinking that they can't do it, you can. I mean, you know, there's a little bit of discipline and a little bit of math, but, you know, it's taken care of in the program. If you can follow instructions and you can be coachable, you can get this done.
Love that. That would be my next question, actually. If someone is interested right now, what do you think would be the requirements they have to bring to be successful?
I think it's accountability is the thing that's the one word that I can think of. Because, you know, there's no shortcut. You have to put the time in. There's delayed gratification that you have to be able to understand as a part of the process. You know, the internet is full of people who, you know, 6-week abs and, you know, lose weight fast and all these things. And those things are possible. Not for everybody. You know, certainly the weight loss can be, but it's not sustainable. And so, you know, if people are thinking that they want to, they're wanting to do something like this, you know, it's the accountability. If you can stay accountable to yourself and you can stay truthful with your coach, and you can wake up and literally follow instructions, then there's really not anything that would prevent you from achieving the result that you want to achieve.
Amazing. Yes, that's true. And you got to put in the work, which you did, and look at you now, looking really good. And excited to see your continued progress. I mean, we're not done yet, and there's more progress to be made, so keep crushing it. And if you watch this video and it was inspiring to you, and you want to learn more about the program, you can probably click the link below this video and book yourself a call, and we can see if or how we can help you on your journey on a plant-based diet to crush your goals. And thanks so much for helping out with us, Jonathan. Keep crushing it, and thank you for watching. We'll talk very soon.